Well, this morning, East Sac County going to promote their FFA group, and Susan Groth will help me do just that. Susan, thanks a lot for the time, and I know next week is FFA week, and let's hear about some of the things that East Sac County students will be doing.
So our FFA kids have put a lot of work into planning some exciting events next week. On Monday, we're having a chapter visit from State Officer Cole Ryman. He'll be visiting with all of our classes and going up to the middle school. Tuesday, they'll be doing some Egg Olympics with the whole high school. Wednesday, an ice cream social. Thursday, we'll be competing at sub-districts at Lake City. And then Friday, they'll be kind of advertising their chapter by wearing their FFA shirt to school. And then Saturday, we'll be having our bowling kind of holiday party a little bit late in February to kind of end the week. And then throughout the week, they'll be decorating the school. We have lunch games all week that kind of promote FFA to everyone. They make teacher appreciation gifts, and then also we'll do an elementary coloring contest.
Very cool. A lot of things, teacher appreciation gifts. That's a nice touch. And Susan, this is your first year, am I right?
I'm here at East Sac, yes.
Yeah, but first year as FFA advisor?
Nope, I was out to Aurelia previously for a couple years. So.
Okay, but at East Sac County, though?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, well, good. So things are going well, and you have a lot of students involved in FFA then?
Yes, we do. We have probably about 100 total with middle school, high school, and collegiate members.
Wow, fantastic. And they're all gearing up for a big week next week. It's FFA week, and Susan Groth, my guest, representing East Sac County with our spotlight. Susan, have a lot of fun next week, and thanks a lot for your time.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Spotlight today brought to you by the Loring Hospital in Sac City here on Mix 101.7.